AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank, or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@...
Good afternoon, everybody. You are tuned in now to Femme Concept here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. My name is Eleanor. I am one of your hosts, and I am joined today by a special guest. Would you introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Mia, and I am a transplant from Victoria, CFUV, and now new to this fair city and to this fair radio station.
Yeah, awesome. Well, it's great to have you here. You've done some different show hosting over in Victoria, right?
Yeah, I had my own show there called Particles and Waves, which I'm hoping to resurrect here soon, hopefully. And before that, I was a rotating host on the big broadcast there, which was the FemCon exclusive music show. We also had a FemCon spoken word show that was a talk show. But
cool.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to have you here. I'm sure we'll have lots to talk about. And as you mentioned, similar to the shows at CFUV, FemConcept is 100% FemCon. So what that means is that every track we play, it classifies as a piece of FemCon music. And if you don't know what that is, I will explain it for you because it's pretty straightforward. So basically, every piece of music has four categories. And those categories are lyric composition, music composition, performance, and producing. And if two of those four categories for a particular piece of music are fulfilled by someone who identifies as female, then a piece of music is FemCon. And myself and my previous co-host, Erica, decided to start this show and do 100% FemCon because we find that women do not receive the same amount of attention in the music industry as men do. So this is our small way of trying to combat that. So that's what we do here. And on that note, the song that we opened with today was a pick by Erica, who could not be here today, but that song was called YM Mhorthcawl, probably not pronouncing that right. It's Mhorthcawl, and that's by a band called JC Flowers. They are based out of London, so from across the pond. And yeah, they have an album coming out in May 27th, I think. There's a review here that I'm looking at that likens them to Stereolab, which I'd say is definitely pretty apt comparison.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a nice kind of soft track to start things off. We're going to get a little bit louder as we go along here. So
I'm a big fan of female-led sort of towards the louder side bands.
Yeah.
And especially in this kind of radio situation, you come across them all the time and you're just like, punk is not dead.
Yeah, totally.
It's awesome.
Totally. Cool. So on that note, we're going to get to a band from Montreal called The Submissives. I found out about these people through Fixture Records, who have put out some stuff by great bands, including Brave Radar and Free Love Fenner, and they're based out of Montreal. This track is called When's the Last Time?
Thank you.
track here. That was the track Brasso de Ferro by Pega Monstro. And you are listening to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM with your hosts, Eleanor, and special guest host,
Mia.
And we were just hanging out. That last track, as I said, is by a band called Pega Monstro, and it was from their album that came out last summer. Their album was called Alfa Roba, and that came out on Upset the Rhythm, which is a UK-based label. But the band themselves are from Portugal. It consists of two sisters. Always a cool thing to see. Siblings making music together always impresses me.
Yeah.
So I imagine trying to make music with my sister.
Would not happen.
Yeah. Not any shade to her, just... Some people have that type of creative relationship with their siblings, and other people do not.
Yeah, well, and just bands in general, like, I was reflecting on this because the Dandy Warhols put out a new album, and they've been working together for, like, 20 years. Yeah. And you're just like, imagine being that close with somebody. Like, you either have to have a very good quasi-family-ish relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Or just... Yeah. You drive each other nuts.
Yeah. Maybe that's the benefit, though, of doing music with your family, though, because they're kind of supposed to love you, even if you're kind of a jerk to them. So.
Yeah. I mean, works for Tegan and Sarah as well.
True. Very true.
I don't think either of them are jerks, but
yeah.
We're getting... Yeah.
So Pega Monstro, two sisters, drums. One of them's on drums and one of them's on guitar and keyboards. And they've been playing music since they were teenagers, 15 and 17, and been in a few other groups together. So really, really cool. Good find. I'm stoked to listen to more of their stuff. And I found that because of the song I played before them, which was the track called Managerial Material by a band called The World. And they are based out of Oakland, I believe, which is down in California. But they are also on the label Upset the Rhythm. And that track was off of their EP called Managerial Material, which came out this April. So, yeah, some really... great bands that have been on this label, some of which include, I was looking these up before to see which ones I knew. I mean, there's Deerhoof.
Oh,
there is, where's the other one that I knew? Lots of ones I don't know, as you can tell, but they put out something by Future Islands, and there was another one, but I can't remember. Anyways, look them up. You know, if these two bands are any testament to the stuff that they put out, I'm sure that their other stuff is good as well. And at the top of the set, we heard two tracks from a Montreal-based band called The Submissives. The first one was called When's the Last Time, and that was a short little number, so we played another one called Betty Told Me, which is also the name of the album that they put out this December. Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Coming up next is a band that is one of my favorites right now.
Oh, yeah?
The music that they're putting out is just, it's very similar to a lot of stuff that's happening, but it also has a very unique edge. Band is Sheer Meg. They're based out of Philadelphia, and I think it's probably the voice of the lead singer that is the thing that sets them apart for me, although it's like this kind of really catchy punk garage rock and roll type music. It has this like extra oomph, and I think it's probably from her voice. But yeah. Are you a fan of Sheer Meg?
I've never heard of them, but there's something to be said for doing something well, like even if it's being done elsewhere.
Totally,
you know?
Totally.
You have to admire when it's just plain old made really, really well.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, there's one thing to like make garage rock, there's another thing to like do it well.
Yeah, almost. I mean, it's garage rock.
Exactly.
A lot of people can make it.
It's so true. So they are here in Vancouver tonight. They're playing at the Astoria. Don't miss this show. You'll be a fool to miss it. They're playing with some local heroes, including Woolworm and Flowers and Fire. And it's going to be a good one. So, yeah, definitely I would recommend checking that out. I'm going to play a track called Can't Stop Fighting off of their most recent release, 3, and it's a 7-inch. Hope you enjoy.
Hey.
That was the track Ship by Fake Boyfriend, a band from Philadelphia. And that was off of their newest EP, Mercy, that just came out in February. It's a great little EP with four tracks, and they were recently featured on the Lisai, a website that is dedicated to highlighting music and artwork by primarily female-identifying people.
Cool.
Great website. You're tuned in now to Femme Concept on CITR. We're hanging out. We got about half an hour of the show left. Before we heard that track by Fake Boyfriend, we heard a track by Woolworm. That was the track Useless off of their album Everything Seems Obvious, which came out this past year on local label Hockey Dad Records. And at the top of the set, it was Sheer Meg with the song Can't Stop Fighting. And Woolworm are opening for Sin That Show today.